Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
Good morning, I'm Wade Stevens. A 65-year-old Panola man's lost his driver's licence, blowing more than four times the legal blood alcohol limit while behind the wheel. He was subjected to a roadside breath test on Kangaroo Flat Road in Kalangadu on Saturday morning, where he allegedly blew 0.208. His vehicle was immediately impounded. He's lost his driver's licence for a year and will front the Millicent Magistrates Court on a high-range drink driving charge at a later date. Police are investigating a series of incidents at Tarpina across the long weekend. Sometime between Thursday and Saturday, a home on Marion Terrace was broken into and a small amount of cash was stolen. On Friday, police raided a Tarpina property, locating three cannabis plants. A 23-year-old man's been charged for cultivation. The plants have been seized and he'll front court in the near future. Meantime, a black Holden Commodore believed stolen from a Francis Street West home on Saturday was found in flames a day later along McEnroe Road. Rex Airlines has welcomed the District Council of Grant's efforts to build bridges between the two parties. Lee Giolo explains.
Mayor Richard Sage has met with Rex General Manager of Network Strategy and Sales Warwick Lodge in an effort to rebuild the pair's relationship. The developments follows a spat surrounding the proposed membership of the Mount Gambier Regional Airport Strategic Committee. Rex says the council has taken concerns seriously following what they say were hostile and irresponsible discussions between CEO David Singe and the airline.
The Mount Gambier Volleyball Association's returned from a seaside volleyball tournament in Warrnambool with valuable experience under their belts. We'd sent a men's side to compete in the Division 2 tournament. We lost all three sets of our opening match to an experienced USC Lions outfit. We then played Horsham and lost to the Phantoms in every set as well. The third match against the Tropics went down to the wire. We lost 25-23 in the deciding third set. A second set meltdown saw our side lose to a young Heathfield side in the fourth match, and our fifth and final match saw our side claim victory, beating Mazenod 25-18, 15-25, 25-18. Hayden McPherson put on a dominant display to secure back-to-back club championships at the Mount Gambier Disc Golf Club. He finished the amateur layout at 4-under, 8 shots ahead of his nearest rival. After the advanced course, his lead blew out to 16 shots. He finished the day on 6-under, ahead of Ryan Nicholson.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.